Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about divorce twice. You're the problem. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I took a couple days off because I had some stuff I had to do and it was more important than making my videos. Unfortunately, I'm not getting paid. So, yeah, I have to put you guys in the back burner. Not that I want to, mind you. I love you guys with my heart and soul, but, you know, I can't eat through love. I need money, so it is what it is, right? But don't worry, friends, I'm here now. I'm going to make you a new video. And this video is about a woman that is stupid because she thinks because she got divorced twice that she's still the prize. Yes, you believe that? Nah, fuck you, bitch. Let's see the clip. Yeah, it's in one of these podcasts. I think it's called the Whatever Podcast. Yeah, it's not this bitch. I just froze it because it's in the beginning. Where this bitch is married and divorced twice. Well, let's see what the dumb cunt has to say.
Two divorces.
Kids?
Yes.
How many kids? Three.
Yes, friends, can you see what's wrong with this fucking cunt? Yes, look at all those tattoos. Married twice. She looks fat. She has three kids. So yes, just with this alone, do you think this woman is going to be a nice woman to be with? No! But yet, people are fucking thirsty and will wipe this bitch up. Even though her pussy is so fucking loose and looks like roast beef, but there's always some motherfucker that's hungry and thirsty or whatnot and will munch on that fucking nasty shit. But, let's see what else this dumb cunt says, right?
From how many fathers?
Two. So I have two to my first marriage and then one from a guy I dated in high school.
And then...
Even with all that baggage, the still motherfuckers will wife her up, right? Just saying.
And question the two divorces, who initiated them?
I did for both.
Briefly, what was the reason for the first one?
The first one, he was kind of manipulative and controlled.
Really quickly, how was he controlling?
I couldn't spend any money. I had to get permission to spend anything. I didn't work.
So you're saying this guy was manipulating you, controlling you, but yet you were a housewife. Yeah, you're a house mom or whatever you want to fucking call it. And the guy wanted you to tell him what you're going to do for your with his money because he's working. Yeah, he's supporting you. So technically, you're a child yourself. Yeah, remember, women are not adults and they're not children. So they're somewhere in between. Yeah, physically they're adults, but mentally they're fucking children. Yes, that's one of the major reasons why women shouldn't have any rights. Yes, repeal the 19th Amendment. Yes, we need to end women's suffrage because apparently, look at this bitch, they're suffering. And that's very, very sad. Well, let's continue this crap, right?
I stayed at home. I had to cook. I had to clean. If I didn't have dinner ready when he expected it to be ready, he would be upset.
Okay.
What the fuck? You could at least make him fucking dinner. Yeah, he works and busts his ass for you. And you couldn't even make him his fucking dinner? What the fuck's wrong with you? Well, yeah. No wonder why you guys are fucking not together anymore, you worthless bitch. Just saying.
And you stayed home and he provided everything?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have dinner ready when you got home?
Well, I had to maintain two small children.
Ooh, poor baby. She had to take care of two itty-bitty small children. Ooh, you couldn't protect two little kids. Oh, what the hell's wrong with you, woman? Yeah, you see, women are just fucking so retarded and you need to keep them constantly supervised. So do you really think that they're adults? Really? Well, let's continue.
Did you have friends that you were allowed to go see?
His friends kind of became my friends. And one of her friends, and this is going to sound bad, who ended up being my second husband.
What a fucking stupid, worthless piece of shit bitch you are. You fucking do that. You cheat with your husband with one of his fucking friends. What a piece of shit dude too. That guy's a fucking cocksucker. What a worm. Oh, and a side note, look at this fucking chick. She has some nice fucking titties. She's not bad looking. Yeah, I'm sure she's fucking crazy and all that shit, but god damn it, man. You see, another reason why you need to take women's rights away is so you could have fun bags like these in your face and going blah, 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 blah. But that's just another story for another day, right? Well, let's continue with this dumpster dive. Damn, I love to dive in those titties, but... fucking feminism, fuck you.
Stopped coming to our house because he said he didn't like the way he talked to me. And
Gee, that guy's a fucking faggot. Yeah, he didn't like the way that your first husband was talking to you, so he started being a little fucking simp and started simping for you, and that's how you married him? And now you divorced him, so being a simp for you didn't work out for that guy, huh? What a fucking faggot, what a loser. That dude's a fucking bitch, a cuckold, a simp, a fucking loser. And that guy deserves fucking getting his ass beat. Yeah, you don't fuck around with your friends fucking bitches. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if you did end up marrying this bitch. You're a fucking scumbag and a loser. And I hope the first guy doesn't talk to the second dude. Yeah, he's a dickhead. In my opinion, of course, but let's continue.
Wait, so you started dating one of your buddy's good friends?
I know I'm not a good person.
Yeah, that's like, bad.
Not a nice person, that's mildly putting it. In my opinion, you're a worthless piece of shit. And you should get flogged, you should get your ass beat. Yes, and then you get shot in the back. Betrayal is a fucking worst fucking thing. Go fuck yourself, bitch. Just saying.
I'm a fag. That's okay.
Wait, what? She started banging her boyfriend's best friend.
No, they weren't best friends.
Well, they were close enough.
Were they let's get this straight. They were...
What a bitch. She's trying to downplay it. What she did is not fucking wrong. What a fucking bitch. Yes, you see how women are? And you really want to have them as your girlfriend? Yeah, do you want to marry a chick like that? Yeah, most women are like that. I can't tell you all of them because I haven't fucked all of them. I'll try if I can, but you know. Yeah, either way, friends, women are fucking pieces of shit. If you can't control them absolutely, then what's the point of talking to them? Yeah, unless you're gonna do porn with them. Cause that's I'm thinking of doing porn. Just fuck the bitches and put them online. I already know there's a few people that do that shit here, so yeah, why not? I'll just cover my face like I do here. Yeah. You wanna see my dick? I have a mole on my dick. He has a mole! His penis has a mole! No, my penis doesn't have a mole. It's a penis mole adjacent or whatever. Anyways, let's stop talking about my dick and talk about this bitch, right?
Not best friends.
Man, not anymore, they're not. Wait,
you True. Yeah, bitch, you're the one that broke up that fucking friendship, you fucking bitch. And are you proud about that? I'm sure you are, because you like doing shit like that, you cunt. But whatever, I'm sure that guy was a little bitch, and that's why you're not with him anymore. But yes, friends, that's why you shouldn't be with women, because right now they're fucking insane and they're doing stupid shit. And what can you do as a man? Concentrate on yourself and make your life better. Fuck women. Yes, you wish you could physically fuck them, but you can't. Just walk away from them. It's out of decency. Okay, friends? So be the best person you can in life and kick ass. Well, goodbye.
よくも貴様